going this weekend is in New York City at Caroline's on Broadway. Tonight, Sybil, he's on our favorite show.
Larry Wilmore.
Nightly show on Comedy Central. Tell Larry I said hello, man.
Well, I was just talking to you guys off air, and I was like, I couldn't remember what I knew his name from, and I forgot it was the Bernie Mac show.
Yeah.
That's how I knew the name, Larry Wilmore.
Yeah.
He created it?
He was, yeah.
Yeah.
He and Bernie.
Wow. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Now I'm really excited to go on the show. That's one of my favorite sitcoms.
You presented at the first annual NBA Players Award last night on BET?
Yeah, I presented. I did the hardest person to guard in the NBA, and they had 9 categories. Not one white guy nominated for anything in the NBA last night. Talk about disappointing. We get one nomination for nothing. Not one player. That just shows you the lack of respect the white guys have in the league. Because this award show was different because this was the players only voted on this award show. There was no writers. There wasn't no fan voting. The players voted for each other.
Uh-huh.
You know, one white guy got nominated. Oh, my God. I'm thinking they should, like, next year, since this is the first annual, next year they should have a category with the best white guy in the NBA. I don't think you might get offended by it.
I think you got some.
We got some decent players.
Yeah, I think you got a great idea. The best white guy.
Yeah, I like that.
The
man.
Best white guy in the NBA.
That probably won by Blake.
I mean, and Blake would win it.
Blake would win it.
No. It has to be whole white. You can't be mixed.
Whole white.
It
has to be whole white.
Can it be European?
It can be, yeah, Tom. It's kind of a European.
Because if it's not European, you don't have anybody.
If it's in your opinion, I don't even know. Because even our richest white guy right now is Dirk Nowitzki. Even his wife's black. So his second generation
exactly.
is not eligible.
And your kids couldn't be eligible.
Yeah, not at all, Gary. Not at all.
All right. I forgot I'm on a historical black network right now. You guys know that.
But I think you got something there, Gary. I mean, and you can also go to black guys that are in hockey.
We could. I mean, I think with all the
I mean, take it the other way around.
That would be a really short show.
In the country? No. Quiet as cat. There's quite a few black guys in the NHL.
I know, but it still would be a short show compared.
Well, that's just one of the categories. It's not the whole show. Just one of the categories. Even in golf, golf's the only one we couldn't do it in because even as bad as Tiger's playing, he's still the only one.
That's true.
He's won over 50 years straight. Talk about dominating an award show.
Wow.
Jeez. That would be the only one. Because even in boxing, there's quite a few good white boxers, too. We could have a run in boxing, too.
Is that right?
So, yeah, because heavyweight champ's been white for the last, 10 years?
What's his name?
Vladimir Klitschko.
The Klitschko brothers?
Klitschko's
yeah.
brothers are the heavyweight yeah. champs?
Yeah.
Oh, did you try to stop me?
No, I was going to our boxing aficionado.
Knows white. Now I said, well, you know he's white.
No, Tom is the boxer here.
But Gary's white. He yeah, knows Gary's white, white people.
He knows he's white.
Still trying to give me cards. You see here? Oh, really?
You weren't even in the equation, player.
I see you in New York this weekend. Gary Owen. Playing at Caroline's on Broadway. Gotta be there at the top. You got 5 minutes to make it there on time.